Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
A new report graded the retirement systems of countries across the world in America earned a C+. Coming up on today's show, how you can build an A+ retirement. You don't want to miss this one.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Financial Safari is the program. Peter Hansen's here. Peter is an independent fiduciary advisor at Northern Alliance Financial. He's been helping folks for nearly 20 years getting to and through retirement. Peter, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Very, very well, thanks. It seems like it's been a while since we chatted, but we can get caught up here, right?
It has been a while. The weather's actually changed. It's becoming cool now, which is how it's supposed to this time of year.
I guess so, yeah. This is an interesting study, or to come up with this, the 2023 Mercer CFA Institute Global Pension Index, C+. Where do you fall on that? Are we really that bad, mediocre?
Well, if you do homework as to how many people have saved enough and or have a plan in retirement, I would say that that's probably accurate. It didn't used to be like that, and I think it goes back to, I'm not sure what following questions you're going to have. It goes back to the fact that, everyone used to have a pension. For
sure.
The most part, people had pensions, they could rely on it. Therefore, a lot of that onus of trying to prepare for retirement was kind of taken out of their hands. But then in the late 70s, things changed. We came up with the 401k. And people have to save themselves and contribute and pay attention to it. So now, they haven't gone to school for financial planning. They haven't gone to school for saving. Who knows what it is they're doing for work. But now a lot of that responsibility lies on them.
Sure.
So I think a lot of people just, they don't take the time to go ahead and actually plan properly, which is why we have a job.
And again, because it's all about the plan. It just doesn't become more clear than this. Because I do think in some other countries, when you read about things, they're fairly buttoned up in terms of pensions and all that kind of stuff. And like you said, we're on our own and, we need a little help, which is where you come in.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, let's look at my parents. My father's 89. My mom's 87. Both of them had pensions. And it's just they didn't have to take the time to consider, putting money away. They did, but it wasn't all on them. These days, it's all about making sure that you are making the contributions, making sure you understand how to save, what a tax deferral is, what type of vehicles in retirement are tax deferred by nature. There's so much to it that thank God we have financial advisors, financial planning services for folks to come to. But we're still seeing that not enough people are actually walking through the door as far as need help. So that's why we're here.
And folks, you can get a head start by calling 833-856-1384. So in your opinion, with people that you work with, I'm just going to say mainly clients or soon-to-be clients, where do you rate their retirement?
Where would I rate the people that we're working with?
Yeah, people that you're working with, people that have a plan, people that have, an idea of where they want to go and how they want to get there.
Yeah, I would say oftentimes people are coming in with, I would say, a B-, maybe B. And sometimes people come in and they have an A. But, it's just not as prevalent out there. And another thing is that the doors you walk through, as far as financial planning services, everyone's going to give you a little bit of a different idea. That's why we try to remain independent. That's why we don't work for Northern Alliance Financial. We're independent advisors where we can actually go shopping in the market for our clients to pick the plan that's going to work best for them. I used to work for one of those big box places and, all I could, let's call it ABC Company, all that we could offer what was under the umbrella of ABC Company, whether it's investments or insurance products, we couldn't go shopping outside of that box, kind of like the advisors that you might have at a bank. They're great. It's a good thing they're there, but they can only offer a limited amount of services to you. So
sure.
Again, trying to remain independent, we can say we work for the client.
Well, and again, throw in the fact that, one, you're independent, yes, you're fiduciary, even better, and you've got a lot of experience. So again, with those three things, I think you could get a retirement plan that would be, I'm thinking A+, just like it says.
That's the goal. Yeah, I would say by the time people are done and they decide, yes, this makes sense, let's come on board, we're definitely in the A category. This is a good point. I'm glad that this is what this radio show is about. There's a lot of education that people do need that's out there. And, sometimes people will go on the internet and how do I save for retirement? What do I do? But even then, a lot of that information is biased bias towards turning them over to certain products. I've had clients calling me in the last, well, the last couple of weeks saying, with the market, with how volatile the market's, you know, been going, all I see is, you know, commercials for investing in gold on TV and on the radio. And I say, well, okay, I understand, but feeding off that fear. So some people might be enticed to go put too much of their, you know, portfolio in commodities of gold, silver, or whatever it is. But again, you have to speak with somebody that can say, okay, let's sit down, take a breather. Let's analyze what you're looking to do in retirement, take into account your taxes, take into account your budget. Let's build a plan that's going to work for you rather than rushing to judgment, rushing to buy a product because you're afraid of what's happening in the market.
Oh, a great point, Peter. And one of the things that I really like is that you're able to sort of give us the real skinny on. Now, you're not opposed to having gold in a retirement plan, are you?
Absolutely not.
Right.
No. I think it makes some sense.
Yeah. But my point here is that the way that it's used and the way that it gets there, those are the tricky parts, and you got to be careful with who you're dealing with and how much and where. Because,
that's,
I mean,
right.
let me ask you, all right, I mean, I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but I got to ask. So if I put gold in my IRA, right,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about, you know, physical gold in my IRA,
sure.
Where does it live?
Yeah. Well, if you listen to the commercials, they'll say that you can actually have it come into your safe. You can do it that way.
I don't think
they'll say,
okay.
Right. Well, I'm just telling you what I hear and the commercials people are leading me to.
Sure.
Or it could be a gold fund, like an ETF made up of gold commodities that way. But, you know, Kevin used to say, if you were so frightened of the market, you're going to go buy gold, you might be better off going to buy guns and ammunition, because if things get that bad, at least you have a fighting chance to get the food that you need, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I don't like that these companies are feeding off of the general public's anxiety to get them enticed to go and purchase more of something than they should. But that's exactly what's happening.
Sure. Well, and again, like you said, every time the market does what it does and things get a little, you know, those guys and gals come out and say, hey, put some in an IRA, what, a gold IRA.
Yeah, and you can do that. But I would say put about as much as you would go to the casino with for now.
Exactly. So what do you do to help us maintain that attitude, that good sense that has that makes us really be disciplined to get all the way through retirement?
Well, I think I mentioned earlier, we have to come up with a plan. And the way that you come up with a plan is by addressing many things in addition to what you make, in addition to how much you have already saved. We have to talk about budgeting. You know, if you're planning on retiring, how much do you think you're going to need in retirement to live the lifestyle that you want to live? We want to take into account things like Social Security or pensions if you have a pension. You know, only 12% of the population still has pensions and they're dying off. We want to take into account that guaranteed income. We have to take into account taxes. We want to take into account long-term care medical expenses in addition to what Medicare won't cover, because there's certain things that Medicare won't cover. We want to take into account long-term care. These are all things we address when we first meet with folks. And it's the conversation we continue to have organically with our clients throughout their years. You know, sometimes a spouse is going to pass away or one gets sick. We have to build provisions into people's plans for that contingency. We have to make a contingency plan because things will happen. Things will change. It has to be a flexible plan. One that everybody agrees upon will give you the income that you need. And that no matter what happens, you won't outlive your income.
One of the words that I hear a lot talking to advisors is flexible. You got to be flexible. And that's really important, isn't it?
It is. Meaning you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. If you go off and put all your money into a gold IRA, well, you might have a problem with liquidity at some time. You don't want to have too much in a fixed bucket because you want to get some of those gains that are in the market. Flexible because things will happen and things will change.
Because it's the certainty of uncertainty that describes retirement.
That's right. That's right. It's like the weather in Maine. Just wait a minute. It'll change.
Of course. 833-856-1384. And so, you know, how much of what you do, and I kind of know the answer, how much of what you do is education versus the mechanics of putting a plan together?
Yeah, I would say 90% of what we do is educating the client.
Yeah.
But also, we need them to educate us as to what their goals are, right? So Everyone has a different idea as to what they want their retirement to do to be. However, everyone has the same common denominator within their needs in retirement, which is they don't want to run out of money. Once in a while, we'll have somebody come in, and even if we had, you know, seven more market downturns, they won't run out of money. But that's rare. Most of the time, the money people have saved has to last them the rest of their life. But it does come down to education. I mean, we're on the radio now. We run workshops all throughout the state. Derek and I just ran, I think, two or three last month. And at getting out in front of the public, but more importantly, when people come in, it's educating them as to what's available, because we're not offering only what's under one roof. We're actually going to go shopping the market to find out what's right for them. So again, it comes down to education. Oftentimes we're mentioning things that people aren't even thinking about, like the tax ramification. If they're going to have too much income in retirement, we want to convert some of that to Roth monies, if in fact that makes sense. So there is a lot of education involved.
And that's important, and that's what the workshops are all about. And folks, if you want to know more about the workshops, you can visit the website, and that's nafinancialadvisors.com, nafinancialadvisors.com. You can find one in your area and sign up right there. And on that note, let's go ahead and take a break, and Peter, we'll come back and continue our conversation today.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Here it is, your opportunity to review your individual circumstances. There's no cost, there's no obligation. Find out how much you are risking and if there are any red flags that might be a potential problem for you down the line. Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Let Peter take a deep dive in your portfolio and see what's there that you don't see. What about potential tax liabilities? Just mention that. And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, call us today, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. We are going to take a quick break, but we're back. We've got a lot more to talk about here on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
Why settle for a C+ when you could earn an A+? We're offering 10 keys that will help you build an A+ retirement from scratch. Stick around.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Peter Hansen is here. Peter is an independent advisor at Northern Alliance Financial. A great team of folks, everybody from Lance Gilman and Jeremy. And I mean, I get the pleasure of talking with all you guys and Derek, of course. So you guys really, again, sort of share this, the role of being on the radio. And I like it. You get to be the teacher who gives an A+.
That's right. It's all about the grading system. Yeah. In fact, if people are out there listening to this and you are an advisor, we are looking to hire up in the Bangor area.
Okay.
With the amount of volume coming in of clients, we need some more help.
And one of the things we talk about, you talk about the top 10 things or 10 tips that can help us get to that A+ status, and that is budgeting and creating a spending plan or creating a, you know, lifetime, you know, income. I mean, all of these things, you know, you got to know how much you have and then how much you need.
That's where we start. And it's where we start and it's where we end with our plan. The first thing we're going to ask people is, what are you making now? What are you spending money on now? But more importantly, what is it going to look like? How much income do you need in retirement? And that's one of the most crucial aspects, because oftentimes people aren't taking into account inflation. They're not taking into account healthcare costs. We have to budget that in. But this is a great exercise. Sometimes we have to suspend people back home, come back a week later with their budget. And they say, oh, well, I'm not going to be spending money on this when we retire, or we're going to buy an RV when we retire. So we have to come up with that plan, number one.
Of course. And is that a difficult task for people to come up with that budget?
No, it's actually, I think it's kind of fun. And I think people enjoy it. Sometimes once they build their budget or look at what they're spending money on, they change their ways sometimes. And I'm not talking about just the extra coffee, but it's funny how quickly things add up. Well, just look at, if you have Netflix, if you have Amazon, some people are paying hundreds of dollars per month and they only watch two streaming services. So sure. Just things like that. It's a good, fun exercise.
Okay, good enough. And so another one that we have to take into account, and this is early in the ballgame as well, building that emergency fund. I mean, we can't stress that enough.
Yeah, and everyone has a different idea as to how much they think that they need an emergency fund. But especially if you have any level of debt, you want to keep a decent emergency fund around. Another thing, in addition to emergency fund, is do you still need life insurance? Now, I'm not saying that to sell life insurance policies, although we can. I'm saying that because if you and your spouse are actually still supporting each other, in other words, your income matters to your spouse and your spouse's matters to you, well, do you have life insurance to cover that? And do you have life insurance to cover a debt, a mortgage? In other words, are you going into retirement with a mortgage? We can get to that later, and that's okay sometimes. But in addition to an emergency fund, check your beneficiaries on your life insurance. Make sure that you still have enough life insurance because you still owe something to each other right now.
I completely agree. And really, this is a good time of the year to take a look at that plan, take a look at that portfolio, make sure those beneficiaries are up to date as we wind up, going to send 2023 packing here soon.
That's right. And that's one thing. I don't think we've mentioned that yet, but we do beneficiary checks for everybody that comes in. We say, bring your policies. Let's take a look. Of course, everybody that meets with us also has an opportunity to meet with an estate planning firm. If you have a will, bring it in. We can get you in front of somebody just to get a second opinion on it. But right, this is the time of year when people start thinking about that stuff.
Sure. 833-856-1384 is the number to call, folks. And so we're going through different things that can help get us from a C-plus to an A-plus when it comes to retirement. So here we are, the diversification of assets. Now, that's something we talk about in one form or another, I think, every week.
That's true. But it's good to define the word diversification. We have people coming in and we'll ask them, how well are you diversified? And they will say, oftentimes they'll say, great, I have accounts at Fidelity. I have accounts over at this firm or that firm. And they will say, okay, bring them in. When in fact we run that portfolio x-ray, even though they think they're diversified and they're all, some money at the bank, when we run the portfolio x-ray to see what they're actually invested in, more often than not, they're all invested in the same stocks.
Sure.
They're all mutual funds or exchange traded funds, but more than likely, they're probably invested in Apple 7 times or Nvidia 6 times. And we see this all the time. So talking about diversification, what we're talking about is have some in the market, have some money in the fixed bucket. Some people coming in, they're invested in real estate. That's fantastic. Have their safety account, but diversification is key for the inevitable of the market changing. Real estate is pretty good right now, but it won't be forever. The market was great up until 2022, but as we can see right now, it's not like that forever. You have to be diversified.
Sure.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling right now? I mean, is this going to be a trend with the market? Do you think it's going to keep going up for the rest of the year or not?
Well, it's been an ugly period of time here recently, but with typically what happens is September and October are some of the worst times in the market, or at least early October, every year just about. And then there's usually some sort of a rally around the holidays. Some people call it a Santa Claus rally.
Oh, I love that.
I think with the Feds probably not, I don't think they're going to go ahead and raise interest rates this next time around. So I think that, in addition to the fact that the holidays are coming, I think we're going to have a good end of the year.
Okay.
However, there's still headwinds going into next year. So again, all the more reason to get a plan to be diversified. What we like to do is we like to say, we don't know what's going to happen in the market. Even if we predict that the market's going to go up for the rest of this year, we don't know that. So we have to have contingency plans, because what if it goes the opposite direction? Mm-hmm. So you have to have that built in.
So in the plans that you present to folks, are they, when you say, okay, here's the plan, and then do you give them, like a best case scenario and a worst case scenario so they have an idea?
I wouldn't say we're going to give a best and a worst. I mean, I think what you're talking about is a Monte Carlo scenario where you can go to an investment advisor and they can run an algorithm and say, okay, the way that you have your plan structured right now, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you have an 85% chance of not running out of money. And then after we make some tweaks, okay, you have a 97% chance of not running out of money. I don't like the guessing. So I like to incorporate an awful lot of guarantees into people's strategy. I mean, an example of a guarantee is, for right now, Social Security. That's a guarantee. But also, so is something like a fixed index annuity. I think it's more important that you have an understanding of what's guaranteed in your portfolio so that you definitely increase that chance of not running out of money. So best in a worst case scenario, I see that in illustrations when we're running some life insurance products, or if we were going to do a Monte Carlo scenario on somebody's equity investments in the market. But I favor the more guarantees because, what if we have a worst case scenario?
Right.
I don't want to be the advisor that, said, well, you were the unlucky one.
I understand. Yeah, sure. The one of the things that we have to do is, and it's crucial to have a really successful retirement, is we've got to have a handle on the debt. And there are different kinds of debt. We talk about it all the time.
There is. There's debt in which you have, there's credit card debt. And that's, I think, one of the worst kind of debts you can have, especially right now with rates going the direction that they are. You want to try to pay off your higher interest debt first. That's the goal. If you've got a mortgage, okay, what is your rate? We'll talk about that. But if it's like 2.25, 3.5 right now, that's okay to carry. But when you have 21% or even 18% on credit cards, you want to get rid of those things first. Some debt, is okay to carry into retirement, but not a credit card where you have 21%.
Oh, exactly. 833-856-1384. So get a handle on debt. And one of the other things that we can take care of ourselves, if we're over 50, well, then we can, put a little extra in our plans, in our either the IRA or a 401k.
Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, with the passing of the Secure Act 2.0 this year, I know people have heard of it. A lot of people aren't too interested in or don't really know what that is.
Right.
But they increased catch-up contributions under a retirement plan for IRA. In 2023, the retirement plan catch-up contribution limit for those over 50 is $7,500. Starting in 2025, the catch-up contribution for those ages 60 to 63 will be increased to the greater of $10,000 or 50% more than the regular catch-up contribution. They did many different things. But yes,
right.
Make sure you're maximizing your contributions to your retirement plans. Not every company is going to let you know about that. If you're contributing to an employer plan.
Something that you just said is, the contribution limits are going up next year, but also for those in that 60 to 63 range, that's brand new.
That is new. Yeah, there'll be increases of the greater of 10,000.
Yeah.
Or 50% more than the regular catch-up contribution amount.
And that's a good thing.
That's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, we are once again up against the clock. Peter, let's go ahead and take a quick break. Come on back, and we've got a lot more to discuss here.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
That sounds fantastic, folks. Do take advantage of this opportunity to come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. They're taking things that are complicated, breaking it down into something that just makes sense. Here's your chance to get a true, practical financial review. It starts with a phone call, 833-856-1384. You'll get that comprehensive financial review just described and all the extras that go along with it. There's no cost, there's no obligation. And when you walk out, you will have a roadmap in your hand that can help guide you, to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. We are going to take a break, but we've got lots more to talk about here on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
We share the final pieces you need to build an A-plus retirement, and you don't want to miss number 8. All of that and more coming up right after this.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Back on Financial Safari, I'm consumer advocate Steve Soddall. Peter Hansen is here. Always a pleasure to talk with Peter. Have nearly 20 years helping folks who are an independent fiduciary, very involved. And I know you're involved in a lot of the presentations as well, the workshops, if you will.
That's right. For the most part, Derek and I are covering southern Maine, which is really north of Portland, all the way down to Wells, Algonquin area. But yeah, we are very involved in the planning process, the presentation of it. We do hire speakers to come in so that we can be doing the mingling and meeting with the folks that come in for our workshops. But we do a lot of the speaking as well. It's a great opportunity for folks. And again, we have these listed on our website, nafinancialadvisors.com. Go check it out. And we're actually starting to build up the first months of next year, this first 6 months of 2024 already.
Wow.
We have
That's
to get
the
spots
believe.
Reserved. Yeah. This year went too
way
fast.
Too fast. Exactly. Well, let's dig into these. We've gone through five of steps to help get you to an A-plus retirement. We're still working on it. And this one is good. Maximizing your Social Security benefit. We talk about that. But again, that doesn't happen by accident. And when to claim Social Security is probably one of the biggest decisions a couple moving into retirement can face.
It certainly is. And we can see when people come in, they've already filed and there might have been a better option for them. And I'll give you an example. Let's say that there's the older spouse is earning more than the younger spouse. That's a real big opportunity for the older spouse to maximize that benefit by delaying collecting Social Security as long as possible. Because when that spouse eventually dies, if they're older, they'll probably die earlier than the younger one. You have that larger benefit, which becomes the survivorship benefit for the surviving spouse. That's a really big, that's very important for people to understand. Because, you know, if you go to Social Security and say, okay, when should I file? All Social Security can tell you is if you want to file now, here's how to do it. But the difference between filing sometimes between 66 and 70 can be hundreds of thousands of dollars in a couple's portfolio as to how much they will collect in Social Security as a couple in total. So you can really maximize your benefit. For everyone that comes in, we do run a Social Security planning report for them. There's no cost, no obligation to that. It's just something we do to enlighten folks as to what a difference it can make if you just do a little planning when it comes to Social Security.
Right. That document, I mean, gives folks, I mean, these are custom designed for a particular couple or person, and those numbers are really sort of mind-blowing sometimes.
It's eye-opening, yeah. You know, everyone's got a different idea, but get some advice before turning on Social Security. And again, you have to get it outside of Social Security because they can't enlighten you as to what's best for you.
And there's no problem talking about Social Security at Northern Alliance Financial. I know that there are some firms that don't really want to talk about it, but you guys embrace it because it's such an important part of a plan.
I think a lot of firms don't talk about that and or Medicare because they don't get paid for doing it.
Well, yeah.
Much like us. But if we're going to come up with a plan and try to get somebody from, what did we start with? The average American has a C+. We want to get them to an A+. We have to take all this into account. So there's a lot of work that we do on our end that we don't get paid for. But hopefully that person becomes a client and or sees the benefits that we have here and comes on in.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll keep going. So here is number 7 on the list, and that covers long-term care and life insurance. I want to talk a bit about that too. I mean, it's an important piece let's just dig in.
Yeah. Long-term care and life insurance. Well, I can just start by saying, you know, one of the questions we ask everybody that walks through the door is, do you have long-term care insurance? And more than 99% of the people don't have long-term care insurance. But that doesn't mean that need for being able to protect your assets goes away. So if your folks don't have long-term care insurance, well, do they have any living benefits on their life insurance? And if they don't have life insurance, then we have to resort to doing some sort of estate planning. And it's not us that does the estate planning, but long-term care, people don't anticipate the need for that and the expense of if you end up in a facility needing long-term care services and or even in-home care services. That's, I have to say, about the number one drainer of people's estates is if they have that long-term care event. You know, you end up in a home, the state will go ahead and collect all the assets you have with the exception of $10,000 for the person that's in the home and about $150,000 for a spouse that's outside, needing the care. That's not a lot of assets left over.
No,
so
sure not.
You have to have those protections. And I know that's a longer conversation, but everyone that meets with us also has a complimentary visit with an estate planning firm to address those concerns, to say, okay, here's what you could do to cover those areas if, in fact, you don't have long-term care insurance.
You mentioned something, the living benefit of life insurance. That may have perked some ears out there. What is that? And I didn't realize you could.
Yeah, most folks that don't have long-term care insurance, they're able to purchase certain vehicles or certain life insurance products that actually have living benefits. So, for example, if somebody desires an annuity, a fixed indexed annuity, most of these companies that we're offering fixed indexed annuities through say, okay, if you're collecting an income from that annuity, which is why you probably bought it, mm-hmm. And you end up needing a long-term care event, let's say you're receiving $1,000 a month from that annuity, the benefit will double for the duration of time that you're confined until that asset runs dry, but then it just goes back to the original amount. So you'd go from $1,000 a month to $2,000 a month. And then once the annuity goes to zero, then you just go back to $1,000. But the reason you bought the annuity is because you have a lifetime income for the rest of your life, even if you live to be 150. But I guess it's a detailed conversation, but that's what an example of a living benefit. So people can have long-term care benefits even on a life insurance product, even if they don't have long-term care insurance.
Sure. Great explanation, Peter. Okay, so that was number seven. Here's the one you said we had to really pay attention to. Oh, I can see why. Develop a plan to combat taxes. We talk about taxes. I mean, again, we're coming up on the end of the year. There are things that need to happen before the end of the year if you're going to that involve tax breaks. And let's talk about that for a sec.
Well, I'll give you one example. We have a lot of people that are asking us about CDs right now. No, we're not a bank. We don't offer CDs, but they want to find out because they know they can go get, 5 to sometimes 5.5% at a bank right now for a CD. There's an alternative to that. Did you know that a fixed index annuity is tax deferred by nature? So if you're going to put money in a CD, $100,000, you're still going to get taxed on that at the end of the year, as opposed to if you put that into a fixed index annuity, you get taxed on the growth only when you pull it out later in life. So that's one reason.
Ow.
But another reason is, again, we mentioned it briefly earlier, is Roth conversions. We want to make sure that, you can take some of that money that's going to be forever taxed and turn into never taxed. And I'll give you a quick example because people always ask me what I mean by that. So let's say there's a married couple that file jointly and they're making $210,000 a year. I'm at my desk right now, so I actually have my filing chart in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The 24% brackets for married filing jointly is between $190,000 and $364,000. So if you subtract the $210,000 that they're making from the $364,000, that gives them $150,000 eligibility to do a Roth conversion with that much money. I'm not saying it's going to make sense for everybody in this case, but if it makes sense, you can do so without bumping up into the next tax bracket, which is 32%. So that's what we're talking about. But you can take those dollars and make it so that you'll never have to pay taxes on the growth or receiving income from it forever.
Well, I like the sound of that a lot. And again, the taxes, I mean, you've said it before, it seems they're only going to go one way and it's not down.
Yeah, I think we all know that. I've never seen them go down.
No. So again, you guys are on the front end of all of these changes and all of the situations and how to really take advantage of, of the taxes and not pay any more than we need to.
Yeah, that's why people are coming to see us, because we have to be cognizant of what's changing. Just like if you go to the doctor's office, you want to have a doctor that's up on all the latest and greatest medical practices. Same thing with your retirement. You want to meet with a firm that is ahead of the curve and understand what ramifications are due to come.
And when we talk about healthcare, we talked about long-term care and life insurance, but healthcare, that's a different ballgame. And once we get to Medicare, I mean, okay, there's part of a problem that's solved, but it's not the be-all, end-all.
Yeah, you want to speak with somebody in the healthcare arena that is an independent advisor, if in fact you're going to go look at Medicare, because they can explain to you the difference between a Medicare Advantage plan and a Medicare supplement plan. there's two different, those two products are accomplishing the same goal of covering you with Medicare, but they work independent from each other. You can't have both, and one would be best for you over the other, but we don't know what that is until you actually, you know, sit down with one of the Medicare advisors. So you want to speak with someone, again, that's independent and is not selling a product, but in fact, they represent you and they can go find the product for you.
And, well, you know, even before we get to Medicare, if you've got a high deductible insurance plan, you know, that HSA, the health savings account, is a great tool.
That's right. Much like a Roth, you're not going to pay taxes on the dollars that you're going to be spending. And it's another great savings vehicle.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Seek out the wisdom of a professional. Well, that makes just good sense to me because, you know, the confidence that you build in us because of the way that you put a plan together. And you know, you're independent fiduciary. I mean, you're looking out for us. Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
We like it when people have visited a couple of firms before they come in to see us. Usually we hear, oh, it's a little bit of a different approach here. Because we're not going to give somebody a roadmap on the first visit. It takes 2 to 3, sometimes even 4 visits before we can say, here's what we suggest that you do with your plan. Here's how we think that you should go ahead and structure your retirement to make sure you don't run out of money. Because if they visit a couple of places, they can see that difference. They know that we're not selling products. We're actually selling our services to the client. We don't work for this company. We work for the client.
Sure. Well, I mean, again, we have run out of time again, Peter. Let's take another quick break and come back and continue.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Go ahead, make that phone call right now while you're thinking of it. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Really, it's the goal of the show here is to help you make the best decision for you. So if you've got questions about the things we're talking about here today or how it might apply in your own situation, call us now. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. 1384. One more break. We're back with more with Peter Hansen on Financial Safari right after this.
Up next, we've got some questions from listeners. That and more right after this.
Grandpa, how come you don't have to go to work anymore?
Oh, well, that's because I was smart and got the help I needed to get a retirement plan together. I met with a professional who took all that money I'd saved and all those investments and turned it into, well, you know what a paycheck is, right? Well, they built a retirement paycheck. That's why I don't have to work. Living the good life. Your grandma's going to be fine, too.
I want to be like you. I'm going to do that, too.
The proper growth, protection, and income strategies vital for your retirement. Talk to a professional about the best custom strategies for you and your retirement. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. Lance Gilman, Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and we're at Northern Alliance Financial, nafinancialadvisors.com, and Peter Hansen is one of those advisors at Northern Alliance Financial and nafinancialadvisors.com. Nearly 20 years helping folks. You are independent. You are fiduciary. Well, you are a firm that is independent and fiduciary. You're just a fiduciary firm.
Yeah, it's a different approach. I think we talk about the difference between brokers and fiduciaries, and many brokers carry their fiduciary license as well. It's nice to have the obligation of only as a fiduciary only being able to make a recommendation to a client if, in fact, it's in their best interest. That's a big difference between being able to say, "Well, this is suitable for you."
Mm-hmm.
Again, bigger conversation, but more people are savvy to the word fiduciary. Sometimes I say 1 out of 5 people that come in, they ask, "Are you guys fiduciaries?" Because they've heard that, they understand the difference, and yes, we are.
All right, I like it. Well, we've got some questions here to dig into. Peter, let's start with Susan in Waterboro. She says, "I've been panicking about the forecasted recession. I even pushed my retirement date because of the uncertainty in the air. Is there anything I can do to maximize the window of 5 to 6 years standing between myself and my retirement, or any insight that you have that might ease my mind?" She says.
Yeah, this is exactly what we do every day. You've got 5 to 6 years before your retirement. Well, we talked about this already, but make sure you're maximizing your contributions. If you're 5 to 6 years out, you're probably over 50. Make sure that you're contributing everything you can. Another thing I would put her mind at ease or to understand if she needs to play catch up is project a budget. What do you think you're going to need to spend in retirement? What are the constants? If you qualify for Social Security, take a look at that. See how much that's going to be for you so that, again, that will be in your guaranteed bucket. And the assets that you have, if they're invested, how safe are they? In other words, what you want to have as an independent review of, it would be like our portfolio x-ray. Bring your statements in, have somebody run the portfolio x-ray and say, if we have another 2008, what will happen to the way that you are positioned now if, in fact, you're invested in the market? So certainly, I think that would allow her to sleep at night if, in fact, she had these understanding of where she actually stands right
mm-hmm.
now.
And again, as far as a recession goes, that's not a gimme. I mean, that's not a for sure thing at this point.
It's not a for sure thing. In fact, it's becoming less and less certain as the days go by.
Mm-hmm.
Although in my mind, we did hit a recession because we had 2 negative quarters of GDP in 2022,
yes.
But then they changed the definition. So I guess we're not.
Sure. But I mean, again, those are the things with a recession, though, you usually don't even realize it until you're pretty much out of it.
Yeah. And well, this is an odd recession if we're in a recession too, because the earnings reports are coming out from companies, you know, the companies are still hiring. So it's an odd recession, but yeah,
sure.
I think we're technically
right.
in a recession.
There you go, Susan. Give us a call if you need some other advice, 833-856-1384. Larry is in Sebago. He says, "I'm 65 at the earnings peak." Good for you. He's not planning to retire anytime soon. Is it a bad idea to use my Roth IRA for a $42,000 home maintenance and building project, building a nursery for my grandchild? Thanks for your help. Love what you guys do, helping people on the show every week. Whew, what do you think?
Well, he's 65, which means he's over 59 and a half, which tells me, yes, you are eligible to do that. But the $42,000 that he put into the Roth, how long ago did he put that money in? Was it? In other words, when you have Roth dollars, the money has to sit there for 5 years before you can use that portion of the money. Now, he could have put $20,000 in 7 years ago and another $10,000 in, you know, however many years ago. But if there's any of that money that's in there that hasn't been sitting there for 5 years, you really can't use that. Or you can, but there's going to be a penalty on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't suggest doing that. I would probably need to know a little bit more. Over in general, if that's been there for over 5 years, sure, you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah. But does it make sense? I mean, I would think you'd want to use that money, the Roth money, last if you have other choices.
I would rather it stay there so
yeah.
that you always have that opportunity in case you are ever in a higher tax bracket for whatever reason in retirement. Yeah, I wouldn't go ahead and do it. I mean, can he? Yes. But I don't think that is the right approach. Yeah. No, I wouldn't say so.
All right, Larry, you owe yourself a phone call to Peter. Sit down and figure it out. 833-856-1384. We'll go to Casco now. And Brett, he says, should I purchase an index universal life insurance plan so I can take loans out later when I retire that are tax exempt, or save my money for retirement in a Roth IRA? Does the life insurance have higher fees in comparison to paying tax on the Roth IRA?
Well, just that last sentence there, there really is no taxes on
the
Roth,
right? That's the whole point.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Well, so hopefully we cleared that up, Brett. I do have people that have index universal life insurance policies for the sole purpose. Granted, it's a life insurance policy, but for the sole purpose of that indexing growing, and then you can borrow against that in retirement tax-free. I like the idea of both. You know, you've got a Roth, just remember you don't have to pay taxes on it, but I think you should have that's part of that diversification strategy that we mm-hmm. talk about. Some of my clients have index universal life. They will have an indexed annuity. They'll have, you know, traditional IRA dollars where they have to pay taxes, but then they have Roth dollars. I think I would go with a universal life over over the Roth, I guess, but I like the idea of both of them.
Sure. So at 65, is that an okay time to do an index universal life?
Typically, people are buying index universal lives when they're much younger.
Oh, no kidding.
They have the time to build it. But at 65, you can roll a chunk of retirement dollars into an index universal life. But I find most people, they're starting in their 40s, making contributions, continuing to pay that, because it's over a duration of time that index will actually grow significantly and you have a large cash value. You can do it at that time, but I like the idea of building them from a younger age.
833-856-1384. Brett, we have Richard in Scarborough says, I have a meeting scheduled with you next week, but in preparing for the meeting, I found an anomaly in the process. A little background. I'm 64 years old, still working. My company doesn't have a 401k. My IRA has about $145,000. I contribute $294 monthly, yet my program fee is almost half of my contribution. I can't believe I just noticed this. What's happening here?
Yeah. All right. So his company doesn't offer a 401k.
Yep.
So therefore, he's self-funding an IRA. He's contributing just shy of $300 a month. He's got $145,000. Sounds like he has a big fee for whatever firm he's paying. That would probably be less than half of 294. I don't think he's paying probably over 2% for someone to manage that. Am I right? Is that where this is coming from?
I think that's where it's coming from. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, he doesn't specify here if it's, he contributes $294 monthly, but he doesn't say that the fee is a monthly fee or an annual fee. I guess if it was annual, it'd be a different story.
Yeah, if it was annual, that'd be okay. But if he's paying that much a month, I guess I'd need more information.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Richard,
give us a call, Richard. Yeah.
833-856-1384. We got time for another one here. Victoria is in Auburn. Can you take the income from a qualified annuity and transfer it to another qualified annuity? We have taken the fee withdrawal amount from a qualified annuity to another, but not the income.
Yeah, you can always take the free withdrawal amount and transfer it to another annuity. But no, you wouldn't want to take the income from a qualified annuity because you pay taxes on it when you pull it out. I'm not sure of the question why you would even want to do that.
Yeah.
I would say no. No, can you take the income from a qualified annuity and transfer it to another qualified annuity? I don't understand why you'd want to do that. I guess you can switch a whole annuity like from one company to another. But I don't know why you would take the income out and put it into another annuity.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Sure.
Yeah. I would say give us a call.
833-856-1384 is the number, Victoria. We'd love to hear from you. And so we've been recovering a lot of ground today and trying to bump up our retirement plan, just get that plan in writing. To get that plan in writing makes a monumental difference when you first see it and look at it and say, oh my gosh, this is me.
Yeah. Well, without a doubt, every plan's going to be a little bit different with the same common denominator of hopefully making sure that you're not going to run out of money. You know, you started off the show, Steve, with talking about, how many people in this country don't have a plan or aren't ready, and how much money, you know, I think there were some segments in there about talking about how much the average person actually has saved up.
Sure.
I'll tell you, the majority of folks that are coming in through here, I mean, you know, they're being proactive and they want to get a plan in place. They want to get our opinion as to how well they've structured things so far. Most of the people we're coming in don't fit into that category. You know, the folks that do plan, they're folks that have saved, they're folks that want to get it right in retirement. So they're being proactive and coming in.
Yeah.
So we don't see an awful lot of the folks that don't really have much of anything.
Okay. Well, that's good. 833-856-1384. Well, Peter, this has been a really fast show, but let's take one more break and we will call it done.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds fantastic, folks. Here it is. We give you the opportunity now to review your individual circumstances, all at no cost, no obligation. You can find out about, well, how much risk you are taking, if there are any red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line. Now, do you know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Really, do you know? Well, find out. You, what about potential tax liabilities? We talked about that today. And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing that Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, simply make that phone call today. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Peter, as always, boy, a fast show for sure. Great stuff. Always good to connect with you.
It was great. It always runs by so fast, Steve. But it's been a couple of weeks since we've had a talk. I look forward to it, and hopefully another 3 weeks.
You got it. And we want to thank everybody for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week. We're going to have new topics and questions and more, all of that on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.